Hey, everybody, Brian Murphy here, and you can make your money work harder for you with Provident Credit Union's Pick a Term Certificate. For a limited time, you can select a term of either 3, 6, or 9 months and earn an impressive 4.75% annual percentage yield, or earn 4.50% with a 12-month term. Yes, up to 4.75%. It's the perfect opportunity to achieve your short-term savings goals while enjoying a high dividend rate. With Provident's Pick a Term Certificate, you have the flexibility to choose the term that suits you best. So whatever you're saving for, Provident has you covered. Visit providentcu.org or swing by a branch for more details. And if you're in the Oakland area, there's a new location at Temescal Plaza. Don't wait. Secure your financial future today. This rate is effective as of March 26th, 2024. Minimum balance required of $10,000. Early withdrawal penalties may apply. Federally insured by the NCUA. For additional information, please visit providentcu.org.
All right. Indeed, it is the post-game wrap here from Dodger Stadium, and we're trying something that we've never tried before tonight. John and I are here at Dodger Stadium. Dwayne and Mike are back in San Francisco, and we believe we have the two of them hooked up for our post-game wrap. Can you hear us, guys?
Yeah, I do. We've got some technical difficulties here.
We're going to have to leave.
I'm going to have to get in my car and go.
Yeah, and there are no Dodger dogs down here.
We're good to go. Let's knock it out of the park.
Great to hear your voices. I didn't even go and check in the late innings for many, many years. They put out the Dodger dogs in the press box. I didn't even bother to go check this year. So I'll have to check tomorrow for you. See if
yeah,
they
something
still
happened
do that.
To the Dodger dogs. They're no longer invited.
Well, something happened to Dave's diet. What are you talking about?
Well, he hasn't had meat in 2 years. Is that 2 or 3, Dave?
Yeah, and I'm not sure a Dodger dog counts as meat, but I'm still not having one.
Yeah, you'd probably be right, although they taste pretty damn good.
Yeah, but late in the game, when you're a little hungry, they do taste good. Lots of stuff has actually changed around here at Dodger Stadium. They continue to fix it up. But what hasn't changed, guys, is these Giants-Dodgers games going right down to the end. Same sort of style of game, it seems. These two teams pitch so well, and we had the same kind of game again here tonight.
Well, it came as no surprise to any of us because we expected it was going to be a pitching duel. And I thought that Urias came out smoking, and he established that curveball, which has been a very iffy pitch for him. It has been inconsistent this year, but it wasn't tonight. He was able to move it around and had nice command in the bottom of the strike zone. He was back at speeds off it. And I think that was the difference in the game. Because I think Rodon came out, and Rodon, you know, his stuff is electric. He's a two-pitch guy, slider, occasional curveball, 3 pitches, all right. But for the most part, fastball, slider. He didn't have the same type of breaking ball command as Urias did. And I understand, you know, when you join this rivalry for the first time and you become part of it, and Rodon, I mean, he's in the heart of the beast. He's in L.A. taking on the Dodgers, full house, and he was geeked up. I don't think he really had his breaking ball till about the third inning. By then, it was too late. He had had 2 walks, and the breaking ball kind of deceived him, and it set up a 2-strike, 2-out scenario for Chris Taylor, and he beats him with an opposite field single, both runs score, and they never recovered from it. But I thought that he represented himself beautifully, and I in a game that promised great pitching, we saw great pitching.
Look, Chris Taylor had a great at bat. He hits the ball to right field, but Mauricio Dubon's at bat was just as good. But Mookie Betts tracks his down in the gap. So, you know, look, I mean, sometimes you get some breaks and sometimes you don't. And in these close games, sometimes that makes the difference.
They literally each hit the ball, according to the StatCast, the way they calculate these things, they each hit it just as hard. You can quantify that. They each guy hit it 102 miles an hour. And another guy, other than Mookie, the route that he took for that ball, because I think it surprised him out there, he was started laterally to his right and then had to start curling back a little bit deeper and then still had to make a leap to catch it. So just too bad there for Dubon. And that could have been so much different because there was a runner at first at the time. If that ends up going over Mookie, the Giants are really in business with nobody out, a whole different kind of an inning.
But so it went tonight. The first of 19 of these we're going to get here this season. All right, we'll take our first break. Dwayne and Mike, you're not going anywhere, right?
No.
Oh, no.
We're going to look for hot dogs in the lunchroom.
Yeah, there might be some fireworks.
We'll be back for part two of the wrap right after this. All right, it's post-game wrap part two. Dodgers beat the Giants tonight. Kipe, I think you get to go first.
Is that fireworks in the background?
Yeah, we got them.
It sounds like fireworks, but it's the vacuum cleaners.
Yeah. You guys got your issues. We got ours.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Kipe, you want to make a pick?
Yeah. You know what? I'm going to take Tyro Estrada. I mean, look, he watched and participated a little bit in this rivalry last year, but he's full into it now, and I thought he had some good at-bats, so I'll take Estrada.
Good pick.
It was a good call.
Good pick. I like that pick. Dave, you're next.
Yeah, I'm going. I'll take Austin Slater. DC not missing a trick.
Unusual.
Yeah. Two hits for Slater plus a walk. And the walk in the eighth inning. I mean, that's a big spot. Giants are trying to get the tying run on base there. I just thought he had good at-bats all the way through, so I'll take Slater.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah. Good pick.
You're a lead-off guy, and you reach base three times out of four. A lot of other nights, that'll turn into a couple of runs.
Yeah.
Wow. What, do you guys have a staple gun fight or what?
It feels like it. It just feels like it.
What's going on back there?
We're a little goofy.
Maybe a
tonight,
couple of marbles dropped on the counter. Anyway.
All right.
John, you want to pick?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, I'm going to go with Luis Gonzalez because he knocked in the only run. He seems to be doing that whenever he's got a chance to do it. I'm not sure I wanted to see him bunt there in the ninth inning when he was the possible tying run against the right-hander. But anyway... But he got the run home. So Gonzalez, he's got eight RBIs. He just got here. What, eight or 9 days ago? So
he's against a tough lefty too.
Yeah, yeah. Well done.
Actually, really good pick, John.
That is a good pick.
Thanks, guys.
Yep.
Very nice,
Mike. Who you got?
Well, I'm going to take the starting pitcher. I'm going to take Carlos Rodon. The one thing about everybody in the big leagues. If you're not in the rivalry, you wish you were in the rivalry, whether it be the Yanks and the Red Sox or the Cubs and the Cardinals or the Dodgers and the Giants. I mean, these are things that you want to be part of. And for Carlos Rodon, who comes over into the Giants franchise, he's aware of the history. He knows it. And he looked forward to this. And he showed up. I mean, he was a little geeked up, and I think that's something that as we see him the next time he faces the Dodgers, he'll be a little more settled in. He'll probably establish his breaking ball a little bit earlier in the game. But I thought he represented well. And he got to do it, you know, in the heart of the beast in Dodger Stadium in a full house. It was, a night that I'm sure he is a little disappointed, but he really shouldn't be. I thought he represented, gave his team a chance to win. So for that effort, I'm going to take him.
Yeah. Good pick, Mike.
Yep.
He's going to be a part of this rivalry this year, and he'll be a big part of it, I bet. So good to see him out there. Okay, what's on deck? Sponsored by your California Ford dealers. Well, the Giants and the Dodgers will wrap up this quick series. Alex Wood goes for the Giants. I don't think the Dodgers have yet said who's going to pitch for them. Giants might get some reinforcements. I mean, I think it's possible that we see Mike Yastrzemski and Lamont Wade back tomorrow. That would be great.
That would be great. And, just across the board, the very fact that Tommy La Stella and Evan Longoria we're in a game tonight in Sacramento, and each one went 1-for-3. Good things are happening. This has been tread water time for the Giants, and now they're starting to get the band back together. So, and the other thing, too, about Wood tomorrow, I mean, last year he was a great stopper. So he got a little losing streak right here he needs to try and control, and he is the right guy for it. So I'm looking forward to tomorrow night's game.
Good point.
Hey, yeah.
Guys, are you going to miss Mike yelling at the cab driver going home?
Yeah.
To the left. Get in the left lane. All the way. No, over to the left. And I can do it in five languages.
Wow. I've heard that like 150 times.
The cab driver.
Just one more time, Mike.
Yeah, left. No. One more.
Come on.
Left. He's scared of that. Left.
We're big tippers. Come on.
The driver would just be cowering up front,
with the three of us down his neck. Three of us in the back seat without our seatbelts on because it was impossible to do.
Yeah, we were just wedged in. Hope we don't hit anything.
We all got very close in that back seat, I'll tell you.
Well, yeah,
we do miss you guys. So.
Well, we will talk to you again tomorrow.
Yep, you got it.
What's on Deck, sponsored by your California Ford dealers and the legendary Ford F-150. Visit buyfordnow.com to find your new truck. Highlights with John right after this.
Hey, everybody. Brian Murphy here. And you can make your money work harder for you with Provident Credit Union's Pick a Term Certificate. For a limited time, you can select a term of either 3, 6, or 9 months and earn an impressive 4.75% annual percentage yield, or earn 4.50% with a 12-month term. Yes, up to 4.75%. It's the perfect opportunity to achieve your short-term savings goals while enjoying a high dividend rate. With Provident's Pick a Term Certificate, you have the flexibility to choose the term that suits you best. So whatever you're saving for, Provident has you covered. Visit providentcu.org or swing by a branch for more details. And if you're in the Oakland area, there's a new location at Temescal Plaza. Don't wait. Secure your financial future today. This rate is effective as of March 26th, 2024. Minimum balance required of $10,000. Early withdrawal penalties may apply. Federally insured by the NCUA. For additional information, please visit providentcu.org.